All right, good to see you. Some of you, maybe whether you wanted to be or not, but you're still here. We got some of you got caught in the weather, but we're glad that you are all here, and we thank God for each and every one of you. You know, when we have meetings like that or times like that, it's a great time of victory. Amen. It's a great time of, you know, in seasons. There's different times that we have that are like that, after special meetings like that, or, you know, after you take maybe a short-term missions trip, or you graduate from Rhema, or you graduate from, you know what I'm saying? You have that, there's that time. And if we're not careful, we let our guard down. And I want to talk to you briefly about that tonight. How to maintain and protect what God has done in these times. Because it's easy. You know, how many of you heard Pastor Craig say this morning, yesterday, he was irritable. I saw somebody posted, I didn't know, he, in his cowboy boots and his shorts and that, he had a hot water leak in his house. So that's what he was a little irritable about that. You know, but the devil is a master at attacking us right after victory. I heard a minister say one time, you know, every time after a victory, when you lift your hand, he said, only lift one hand to praise God, because in the other hand, draw that sword of the Spirit out and have it out ready. Because you know he's coming, right? You know, after Jesus defeated in the wilderness, said Satan left him for a better time. Well, he really never found a better time with Jesus. And we need to be the same way. Don't give him a place. But I want us to go to Mark chapter 4, if you would. Mark chapter 4, glory to God. Amen. Here, Jesus is explaining the parable. I'm going to read this from the King James, and then I'm going to read it from the New Living. The sower sows the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately. Now, this is not a message tonight about Satan, but we do want to point out, the Bible says we're not to be ignorant of his devices. Notice when the word is sown, Satan comes immediately. To do what? To bless you, to help you bring it to pass? No, absolutely not. To take away the word that is sown in their hearts. And these are likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they've heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. You might have a translation that says joy there. And have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises, notice this, for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. That's, I know people talk about, there's different, they call this, you know, this is about the soil. But really, we've read four verses and every verse mentions the word. I think this is more about the word than it is anything else. But affliction or persecution. Persecution literally means harassment. It means someone is following after you, trying to get you to do something. He said, these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word. Everybody say, hear the word. Now, in all of these, they've heard the word, right? And the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things, your water pipe breaks, your car slid down the hill, come to choke the word. And it becomes unfruitful. These are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. Now, there's a lot of things we could say about that there, and we will here in a minute, but he's not done. I want us to keep reading here. Let's keep reading here. He said, is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or a bed? No, right? And not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come to broad. I know in praying, in certain situations, especially with situations where a medical, have you ever been, you know, the doctors can't figure out what's going on. They don't know why, whatever is going on, just can't figure. I like to pray right here. Father, you said there's nothing hid that should not be made known. We need to know, Father. We need to know what we're dealing with here. And nothing kept secret that it should come abroad. I've been praying that, you know, over situations that are just taking place in the world right now. That these hidden things will be manifest, right? We know beyond a shadow of a doubt, though, anything that kills, steals, and destroys, who's behind that? That's the devil, right? All right. He said, if any man, now here's what I want to get to. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said, take heed what you hear. For with the measure that you meet, in other words, the way that you hear, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that has, to him shall be given. And he that has not, from him shall be taken away even that which he has. Now, I used to read that and get a little upset with God. This is not fair, God. All right? First of all, I want to say this. Fair is a human concept. Amen? There is no such thing as fair. Life is not fair. Right? I mean, look at you. Look how good looking I am, and then there's you. That's a joke. But you know what I'm saying. You can find anything and say, well, how do, you know, and some people live in the disappointment of the unfair. But I thought, now, wait a minute. To the one that has, you're going to give more. And the one that has not, you're going to take that which they even have. You're going to take that away from them. Something would tell me that doesn't sound like God. But did Jesus say that? He did. But to him that has. And I got one day I was just kind of, you know, reading that. And, you know, I just kept going back. It just seemed right. Go back to that statement. To him that has. To him that has. Has what? Ears to hear. That's what he's talking about. To him that has ears to hear, more will be given to them. But if you don't have ears to hear, you're going to lose even that which you do have. So one of the most important things, and we're going to talk, not only does this word, the word that's translated to hear here, also means to understand. You know, how many of you know you can just hear something, but then you can hear something. And that's what he's talking about here. To those who have ears to hear. Now the New Living helps us here, and I want to read this entire section here, verse 14 again. So this is reading with Tad tonight, but that's all right. I tell students all the time, listen, learn how to read the word with inspiration. You'll preach good sermons. Because how many know these are good sermons in here? Right? So the farmer plants seed by taking God's word to others. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message, only to have Satan come at once and take it away. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The seed that fell among the thorns represents others who hear God's word. But all too quickly, the message is crowded out by the worries of this life, the lure of wealth, and the desire for things, so no fruit is produced. Now, can you see here that all these things come against the word that you have heard? So that's why Jesus, you know, God always addresses the main thing. We like to get off on these different friends things and spend a lot of time talking about, you know, what's the care, let's define the cares of this world. And we should know those things. What's the deceitfulness? And we should know these things. But what is the main thing? The main thing is how you hear. How do I hear what I'm hearing? The word that I'm hearing, how am I hearing it? We've talked about here on Sunday night services, I've been blessed and I've blessed the been able to minister in, and that Pastor Hagin has been bringing this up again over and over and over again, and Craig has been bringing what Brother Hagin said. What does the word say about it? Always ask them, what's the Bible say about that? Well, what do you think about it? Well, what's the Bible say about it? You see, what are you hearing about this? I could give you lots of opinions about it, but that's not going to help you. What's the word say about it? So am I in tune to hearing what the word has to say? Have I made the decision ahead of time before I hear that what I hear from God's word is truth, everything else has to be a lie? All right? In Romans 3, 3 and 4 tell us that. So he goes on to say, if the seed fell on good ground, good soil represents those who hear and accept God's word and produce harvests of 30, 60, even 100 times as much as has been planted. Now listen, I want to point this out, because if you're not from farm country, you don't understand that. Because people have taken that and they've used it, they want to say, well, if you if you If you sow a dollar, you're going to get 100 back. You're going to get 100 times. It doesn't mean 100 times. I'm sorry to break your bubble here. Even when Jesus said, we'll see even this time 100-fold, it doesn't mean 100 times. A farmer would go out of business if they only got 100 times. Let me explain it to you. So if you don't know, let's talk about corn. How many of you know what corn is? You ever seen an ear of corn? Some of you haven't. You've just seen a can of corn, right? But out there at the farm, it grows on a stalk. But I grew up in Central Illinois, and I talked to my dad this year, and he said, crops this year, he said, the worst, they got 250 bushel an acre, the worst corn. He said, it was just phenomenal. Some of them getting way up there. Now, let me explain this to you. A bushel bag of corn seed will plant 3 acres of ground. So I take that one bushel, and I've got, if I get, just say 200, I've got 600 back, right? That's 600 fold. That's not 100 fold times. 30, 60, 100 represent best possible return. Soybeans, if you get 70 bushel an acre, and it takes one whole bag to plant 1 acre, but that's 70. But 70 is 100, the best you can get. So that's 100%, right? So don't get caught up in all that trying to make your budget out by, I'm going to give this much and this is how much is going to come back based on all these numbers, because that's not what God intended here. He's talking about return. But hearing the word of God and giving it time to where I not only hear it, I understand it. So chances are you're not going to understand something the first time you hear it. Ever heard Romans 10:17? I think I had them up there. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing. Can we all imitate Brother Hagin right now? And hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The hearing there is a continuous action. Now, we've heard a lot of great things this last week. I mean, some of the most outstanding messages I've heard in a long time. Just outstanding things. From all of our instructors that were in the morning sessions, and then all the Hagin family, there's just some outstanding messages. Pastor got right in our business. I mean, he didn't apologize. He just started right off on Sunday night, got right off in our business, talking about walking in love. Amen. And he's the head of this Winter Bible Seminar is a family meeting. Almost everybody here has a connection. Very few visitors, you know, most of us all have a connection. But how did we hear what we heard? Now listen to this from the NLT in verse 21 of Mark. Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. For everything that's hidden will eventually be brought into the open. Every secret will be brought to light. Now look, verse 23. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Then he added, pay close attention, excuse me, to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding will be given, and you will receive even more. The King James said, with the measure that you meet. He's talking about the way that you hear. All right? And you'll receive even more. Verse 25, to those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. Why? Because Satan comes to steal the word. Now, you and I all know Christians who were at one time in the church, on fire for God, but now you can't find them. Why? I guarantee you, they stopped hearing. They stopped listening to the word. This is a continual thing. I mean, here this summer, June 30th, will be my 42nd spiritual birthday. A little over 41 and a half years now, I've been a Christian. But I can't live off what I've heard. I got to be continually hearing. And the more I hear, the more I realize I don't know. Amen. whatever you have, the way that you hear will determine what you have. Now, let's look at Matthew's account of this in Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, we'll start in verse number 10. And we'll do the same thing here. We'll read this in the King James first, then the New Living Translation. All right, Matthew 13, 10. The disciples came to him and said, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered and said unto them, "Because it's given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has." Now notice here, Matthew records it in reverse order that Mark did. This is the last few verses that Mark had there, verses 21 through 25. But Matthew has it before Jesus explained it. All right? And there again, it looks like, now wait a minute, this is not fair. All right? Verse 13. "Therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, 'By hearing you shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and shall not perceive.'" Now why? Why are they seeing and don't see? Why are they hearing the same word that you're hearing, but they're not understanding it? Here's why. Because this people's heart is waxed gross. Their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed. I want you to notice, this is a decision they have made. Amen. I mean, I see it every year. It's in about, but you know, Pastor Bill sees it. You know, we've been at this, both of us at this 20 years now here, and teaching in the school, and you see it, boy, first of these students come in, man, they got their Bible, they got their notebook, they got their device, they come, all three. And you watch some of them now, they get a few, you know, they get through the first, end of the second term, you know, get close to Christmas, I don't know what happens at Christmas, it's almost like an evil spirit comes up. I'm not sure the Christmas spirit isn't an evil spirit, but that's just another story, and I'm not accusing them. But you watch them, and now no Bible, no notebook, no device. They just sit there. Now, it's a decision that they have made, okay? And I'm not thinking of anybody when I'm talking about this, but just noticing it over the years. I know my second year at Rhema, I mean, by the time Christmas came, my second year, I was ready to leave, get out of here. Did not like living in Broken Arrow. Did never wanted to live in Broken Arrow ever another second of any day of all eternity. But I thank God I was raised that when you start something, you finish it. Amen. And so, yeah, I'm going to finish it. So came back, thank God. And I had to, you know, I had to do an attitude adjustment. Amen. How many of you know we have to do those quite often? We had a lady in our church in Illinois. She got up one time and said, she was talking about telling a story about her family. And well, they were farmers. And the one son got the tractor stuck. They were down in a lake bottom that was dried out, but not for tractors to drive on. So they got three tractors stuck in that lake bottom. One in, two others trying to pull the others out. They're all three stuck. And so thank God, you know, they're believing no rain, please no rain, no rain, no rain. Finally dried up enough where they could get them all out. But she was talking about, she said, "I have to admit I had a DRA. It's a DRA. Dirty, rotten attitude. She said, I hadn't heard of the DRA before, but I've been there. Got the certificate. Probably several too many t-shirts, right? Dirty, rotten attitude. You got to make that change. These folks, they had allowed their heart, their understanding to become dull. Dull of hearing. Their eyes, they've closed. Now, notice what he said. "Lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should what? understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see these things which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. All right, he goes on with that. Now let's pick this up in the New Living. Verse 10. His disciples came and asked him, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" He replied, "You're permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not." And now we know why now, but just, well, if you just see this, it seems like, how many of you know that would fuel those who say, well, it's for some and not for others? I've had people tell me, well, not everyone can believe the Bible like you do. Have them tell me that. Well, not everybody can just, you know, have faith. Or not everybody. Well, if everybody can't, then whosoever should be taken out of the Bible. Any reference to whosoever should be wiped away. Okay? He said, "To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. But those who are not listening..." And again, how many know you can listen but not be listening? I'm reminded of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear into my sayings. Let them not depart from the heart, but keep from your eyes, but keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh." But that's I have to attend. So what I'm saying here tonight is there's something we have to do to protect what we've heard and continue to hear it. It's an action on our part. Now, the devil loves Christians who are passive. He loves it when you don't speak up. Right? He loves it. You just sit back, you know. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. Or I call them Doris Day Christianity. Que sera, sera. Now, some of you are not old enough to even understand what I'm saying. How many of you remember? There's the Doris Day coalition in the back there. They're all waving at me. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. The devil loves that. But we are not of those. We're not of that. We call things that be not as though they were. Amen? Hallelujah. All right. He goes on to say, "But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them." Now, here's where I was having trouble. I thought God was taking it away from him. It wasn't. It's the devil that takes it away from you. God is not the taker awayer. Man, can I say that? Is that English? No? All right. How many of you understood what I said? That's all that matters, right? Right? You know, here the other night, we prayed for one of our Army I members. I worked for him for 6.5 years. And in his sermons, he would use words that some of us didn't think were real words. Even his wife. And then she'd go look it up, and we'd all get mad because it was a real word. Now, that didn't mean he pronounced every word correctly. But he did use it correctly. Like, that's not a word. You'd look it up, and it was a word. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. "That is why I use parables," he said. "For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. This fulfills the prophecy of Isaiah that says, 'When you hear what I say, you will not understand. And when you see what I do, you will not comprehend.'" How many of you know, even think of that? Think about Jesus. They heard what he said. They watched what he did, but they didn't understand, did they? They didn't receive him as the Messiah. He goes, "For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they've closed their eyes so that their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them." Notice, it's a decision that the hearer makes. So, what kind of hearer are you going to be? That's the simple message tonight. What kind of hearer are we going to be? What are we going to do with what we've heard this last week? What are we going to do? Those of you that are students, what are you going to do with what you're hearing every day in class for 3 hours? What are you going to do with all those of us that have boxes and boxes of tapes and CDs and MP3. Then what are we going to do with that? Are we just going to listen to it? Because something heard and understood will be applied. I found this out in life. What people don't understand, they are against on a simple level. If I don't understand it, I'm against it. But what I understand, then I'm going to participate in. How many of you were a Christian for a while before you understood about being baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Now, why? You might even raise your church and say, well, that's of the devil. Or you might have been told that's of the devil. But when you got biblical understanding, then when you acted upon it, guess what? You speak in tongues. Right? That's why a lot of people, you know, they're against certain things because they don't know what the Bible says about it. Jesus said the traditions of men make the word of God of no effect. Our traditions can rob us of understanding what God's word has to say. He goes on to say, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because you hear. I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they didn't see it. And they longed to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. The seed that fell on the footpath represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches away the seed that was planted in their hearts. You know, there's some things that I hear preachers say today, I may not understand. I have to be careful to say, okay, I'm going to put that somewhere. I'm going to keep that. I may not understand it right now, but I want to see some more on it. But if we're not careful, if we don't understand it, because what we don't understand, sometimes we just dismiss. And it could be truth. So we have to be careful in that. All right. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. Woo, man, we shout, we jump, we're happy. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. Anybody ever been persecuted for believing God's word? Yeah. Brother Hagin used to say, if you're not being persecuted, you're not doing enough. I know that that idea of putting down roots, you know, a root system. You know, we love these. I heard a guy describing this, you know, because sometimes you come to meetings and, you know, ours now, it used to be at Winter Bible Center, but now a camp meeting is when we have those, you know, those kind of, what people call Holy Ghost, everything's a Holy Ghost meeting, if God, but people call Holy Ghost meetings, right? Where the Spirit of God, I mean, people shout and jump and all that, and those times are great. But that's like, how many of you have ever been canoeing or rafting? All right? You know, that's like being in the rapids. And if you ever notice, not a lot of things grow in the rapids. Not a lot of things can put down roots. Why? Because if the seed falls there, it gets washed away pretty quick. Now, the rapids are exciting. There's cleansing that takes place in the rapids, right? The water gets, the impurities get out, but no root system. That's why you can't have those services all the time, especially in a local church, because it's these other times in the calm, still waters that are produced, that follow the rapids. After that, where growth takes place. That's where we get trees planted by the rivers of water that produce fruit in season, right? In that time. That guy, I heard a man explain it that way. So he's talking, he talks about the fruit that's produced. He said, but without root system. All right, let's finish this up here. Verse 22. The seed that fell among thorns represents those who hear God's word, but all too quickly the message crowded out by the worries of this life and the lure of wealth, and no fruit is produced. The seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand. Say and understand. Are you seeing what I'm saying here tonight? It's not just what you hear. What are you going on to hear and understand? Hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as has been planted. Glory to God. Amen. So, I encourage you, take the time to go back over. You know, if you can remember, if you took notes, great. If you didn't, ask God to help you, or get the CDs, get the MP3s, listen to the sermons again, and go over them. Listen, every time you come to Rhema Bible Church, and Pastor Hagen or Craig or Pastor Denise, Mrs. Hagen, Pastor Bill, even myself, anytime somebody ministers the word, just don't let that be the only time you hear that. You take it. You go over those scriptures. You look at it again. You read it again. Okay? You know, it's like, whoo, that was good. That was good. How many of you have ever had something to eat and said, whoo, that was good? I'd almost guarantee you that's not the last time you ate that. Right? I mean, I'm bad that way. When I find something I like, I'm not even looking at the menu anymore. They might have a lot of great things on that menu, but I'm ordering the same thing every time. That's just like, I like strawberry ice cream. So if I go to one of these, I don't care how many flavors, it doesn't matter how many flavors they have. Strawberry. That's what I'm getting. I know Mrs. Hagen, she likes to try everyone. No, I don't know. Because if I spend my money on another flavor and it's not as good as strawberry, I might put it in the garbage and go spend some more money. Because I like strawberry. Amen? I said strawberry. I like vanilla too, but you know, strawberry. That's what I'm getting. I like it. We go and, you know, went to lunch today, and I ordered something other than I usually get at a restaurant, and I was disappointed. I just was not fulfilled. Oh, I ate it all. Paid good money for that. I'm like, Craig, I'm not, you know. But I was not happy. Let's be that way with the word. Let's go continually go back. Peter said, I'm going to put you in remembrance of these things. Stir up your pure heart. Remember. But you know, we can stir ourselves up. So don't just be a listener. Be a hearer. And that implies you go on to understand it. Amen. Let's all stand up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's thank God for his word. Father, we thank you tonight for your precious and holy word. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. In your word, Father God, are the tools that we need, are the answers that we need. In your word is the understanding that we need in every area of our life. Father, help us to be not just listeners to your word and hearers only, but also doers. Bring us understanding with all of our knowledge, with all of that. Give us understanding, Father God, that we might act upon your word and then we might know what it is. So many things, Father God, that we need to have understanding concerning. But you know, and I thank you, Father God, that as each and every one of us come to you, spend time in your word, that understanding, even the understanding of your calling, the hope of your calling. Father God, for each and every person in here, we thank you for it, Father. We give you praise and honor for it in Jesus' name. You might be here tonight and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You don't know what I'm talking about tonight. I'm here to tell you that all of us were in a position of being dead unto God because of our actions, because of, yes, sin. But God remedied that through Jesus Christ. He bore your sin. Anything you've ever done that could be accounted against God, Jesus took that for you. And now God is reconciled to you. And the invitation tonight is you be reconciled to God. Oh, I just, by the mercies of God, come to know him tonight. If you don't know him tonight, when we dismiss the service, come on down. You ladies, come to the ladies, men to the men. Get to know him. Get to know him. He loves you so perfectly. Amen. If you're here tonight and you need prayer for anything else, you know how it is. As we dismiss those of you from here, as we dismiss, come on down. Guys, come to the guys. Ladies, to the ladies. They'll pray with you according to the word of God, because that's where answers come from. Amen. Anything else? We see you Wednesday night, Hour of Power, right here at Rhema Bible Church. God bless you. Don't forget, next Sunday is membership, if you're interested in membership class, right? Oh, first-time visitors, you guys took care of them, right? Did our ushers get back to them? First-time guests, you got that gift? Did you get a gift? I hope so. I think they did it. Praise the Lord. They're taking care of that. All right, well, shake hands with several folks before you leave tonight. God bless you. You are dismissed.